Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
See, top five in the NFL.
Top five in the NFL. He's playing like a top five quarterback.
All right. Damian Dakari, you're tripping, son. Right. Is he playing good football? Yes, he definitely is. But top five in NFL?
Yep.
That's a little angry. Now, nothing against Drake May, because I'm a fan, if I've never been a fan of any young quarterback. He's my favorite. But I don't think he's reached a limit where now this is a person that you really have to consider in top five.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was one former Patriots quarterback, short-lived, Cam Newton, who may or may not even know what elite quarterback play in the National Football League is.
Oh, that doesn't seem nice.
Felt like a shot because it was intended to be, because he's taking pot shots at his guy, supposedly, Drake May. Charlotte boy, grew up idolizing Cam Newton, celebrated his touchdown earlier this year with the Superman.
Cam Newton!
Yeah, there were a lot of idiots that bought the Cam Newton job in this
hold
town.
Hold tight. Wait a second. Cam Newton.
You're right. It was just you and Wiggy.
Put some respect on that name. That man was willing for $1.5 million to be the guy who came in after the GOAT in the middle of a pandemic. Now, granted, he didn't have a lot of other job offers, but he did his best.
He had
Cam
no other.
Jam. Cam-a-lama.
If you remember, there was going to be a documentary called like 181 Days or whatever. It was the time where no one wanted him in the NFL. And we still haven't seen that documentary. It's the damnedest thing. It was all recorded. The production company.
I heard it's on the same hard drive as the Belichick Jordan Hulu.
That still may come out, although I'm not sold on that reports that that still may come out.
Depends on how the rest of the – if the rest of the season goes like, we lost to California by three on a last-second fumble on the goal line, maybe it comes out. If they lose 38-10 and it's not that close to Clemson, to a bunch of other teams, you might not see it.
So Cam Newton, apparently, as Stephon Diggs suggested in a different way, is not drinking the Kool-Aid for one Drake May, who is now a – top three or four MVP candidate in the National Football League. Some of us are quite happy. We did it a while ago where he was like seventh in the odds, got a little extra juice because the juice keeps dropping.
Can we talk about the fact that people in the offseason who were bold enough to get him at like plus 5,000, and then there were like
that
like,
was dumb back then.
But still, there's, you know, that's super fan
that
money.
That was venture capital. Yeah. You just have money to that's spread around. And hope.
You hit a seven-leg parlay around Christmas, and you held on to that money in the offseason. Yeah. You're like, I think Josh is going to do amazing things with Drake. I'll do a sprinkle. I'll do pizza money on this. Then it comes down to plus 2,200 after a couple of weeks. Then you're like, those are still nice, tasty odds. I'll get another sprinkle of pizza and beer money in there. Then plus 1,800. And now It's down to plus 600.
Oh, yeah. No, in some places, I think it's actually a little... No, plus 700, plus 600s. But, yeah, he is a legitimate MVP candidate. And we also... Screw you, Cam. What do you know about being an MVP?
It's two Cam Newton strays.
Other than that one time you won the MVP and were the best player in football, playing the fullback role at the quarterback
position. Was he not listed as the quarterback of the 2015 Carolina Panthers?
He was, but he was really a fullback.
Okay.
It was kind of Wildcat all year long.
How many touchdowns did he throw that? I'll actually ask since my computer is frozen. Stats and research. Hello, Dan Ball. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Fitzy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Yourself?
Good. What's up?
How many touchdown passes did Cameron Jarrell Newton throw in the 2015 season?
Fantastic question. I'll let you know in a moment.
Thank you, sir.
And as we always do on Tuesdays, we look at the power rankings because some people not only think that Drake May is overrated, but maybe the Patriots are getting a little overrated as the first place team with a 91% chance to make the playoffs in the AFC East, the number two seed in the conference. The weekly power ranking update. We don't have Tom Brady or Drew Brees in here, and those are usually the high ones. Drew Brees had him top five last week, if you remember. The highest ranking we have here in today's compilation from Dan Ball is CBS Sports at number 9. Lots of 9s, 10s, 11s, the lowest being 14.
Whoa. So there is no – is that Shiel Kapadia and the Ringer people? It's a lot – you know what it is? Can I tell you honestly? Bill Simmons and the people up the top, a lot of Boston fans. The people that do the real dirty work or that grind out the content, a lot of them are Eagles fans.
That's why
you'll never see them like ranked higher than they should be.
So they're also pissed off that Saquon Barkley does nothing and scores 4 fantasy points a week.
Okay. But if they decided to put Devonta Smith in their flex like some people, then they're very, very happy. You will not see. Here's a bold prediction right out the rip. 2:08 p.m. A couple minutes into the program. You will not see the New England Patriots lower than 14 the rest of the season.
Oh, I would hope not. That would be a,
disgustingly disappointing.
Yeah, with their schedule and everything, they should not be dropping that far in the power rankings.
Let me throw this behind the glass. Boys, you get a descriptive. Andy's was disgustingly disappointing. This came up on the Six Rings postgame show Sunday. How would you describe it should the Patriots not make the playoffs at this point?
I would call it underwhelming. But I still feel like there's a bubble that could burst with part of this team.
Ooh.
I'm not as like absolutely that end of the spectrum on. They're absolutely going to make it.
Blanket ball.
And good afternoon, wedding suit.
You boys should see how your boy fit into his tux today.
What are you talking about? Like poured into a scuba suit?
Oh,
or?
My God.
Is it Spanx version? Is it got a little stretch?
Remember
to
we
it
were
for
talking
it?
About Manx? Riz, yeah. Riz with Stiz last night?
Who's, yeah. Whoa. Who's the new one? Oh, did you get, you went, you got a tux by Skims?
Oh, yeah, your boy looked good. I would say good while it lasted. If it all comes crumbling down, I've had a pretty fun past
few
weeks.
Wow, actually.
That's a really nice way to put it.
Disgustingly disappointing because, as you aforementioned, Andy Hart, Hart.
I have expectations.
It. Right. Dan toes the line nicely as somebody like himself with perspective should. And Stiz, good while. What,
Mr. Where, glass half full in there, Stiz.
Where did you get that emotional perspective from?
I told you, I looked real good in my tux this morning.
Wow. That's all it took?
Were you standing there like, all right, blank me?
Absolutely.
Seems a bit strong. But this led to a discussion. So if Damian Woody thinks that Drake May is playing the quarterback position at a top five level right now, and Cam Newton kind of mocked him and laughed at it, although he tried to say, I like Drake May as much as anyone, which is a weird. So he's putting up crazy numbers, and you like him as much as anyone, but you're not willing to say he's playing the position at a top five.
I like him as much as anyone, but I think you guys are kind of like overrating him is the way that I'm sort of processing and understanding what Cam is saying. By the way, thank you, Dan Ball. Your fullback who played the quarterback position and won MVP in 2015 tossed 35 touchdown passes.
I know. They were called jump passes. It was Tebow-esque.
I
can shoot down anything you
want. No, you're shooting it down with just wildly inaccurate information.
Wildly inaccurate would describe Cam Newton as a passer. Yet he
in
still
2020.
Won the MVP.
He was wildly accurate in 2015. Good
so
day.
That
Good
led day. Us to the question. A simple question. Is Drake May legitimately a top five quarterback? And we don't want to do this Rich Keefe style. He may still be listening on his drive home. But Rich Keefe famously has had a top 10 wide receiver list at any point in the NFL that generally has somewhere between 15 and 25 wide receivers in it. He's a big fan of the wide receiver position. Josh Gordon had been dead and buried for 5 years. And he was like, yeah, Josh Gordon's joining the Patriots as a top 10 wide receiver. So to avoid that, we actually have to put together a top five quarterbacks list. Right now.
And right
I think that's the problem. I think Cam Newton is saying, well, you got Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, you got Lamar Jackson. No, right now. Playing the position right now.
Right this very week.
Anyone who watched Josh Allen recently knows he's not playing the position at an elite level. He's turning the ball over. He's making bad decisions. It's not an elite level.
But he'll play Sunday, and he's going to redeem himself.
May be, but that's not what he's put on tape of late. And that's why right now is what Damian Woody was talking about.
Since we're not up against it, and you can afford me these 10 seconds, when I say Josh Gordon, New England Patriots, the first thing that comes to mind is?
Underwhelming.
Oh, catching Brady's 500th touchdown, maybe? How about when he ran out of gas?
Didn't care.
Remember when he ran out of gas famously against the Bears on a 70-yard touchdown run that didn't turn into a touchdown?
A lot of people that drink too much run out of gas. It's weird.
Funny how that works.
So, I put together 1, 2, 3, 4, famously 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 9 guys that I think you could make an argument for top 5 quarterbacks right now in the National Football League.
Okay.
Obviously, we're not doing the old Mike Mayock draft rankings where he would have a tie for the last position and add 4 more guys on the end. We ain't doing that here. We're coming up with a top 5 quarterbacks. So, therefore, I want to do this right now, live action. Dan Ball, you can contribute because I know you're very opinionated in this area.
Yep.
Oh, you get to sit at the adults table, Dan.
How about that? There's a first time for everything.
Before we put them in order, let's just throw out there, is this guy a top 5 quarterback right now? And then if we get more than 5, we obviously have to remove somebody along the way with my list of 9 here. Drake May, is he a top 5 quarterback right now in the National Football League?
To me, Fitzy, the answer is yes.
That gets I'm going to go back to 4th grade. Duh.
Okay, Jared Goff, is he a top 5 quarterback in the National Football League right now?
I got to hear more names.
No, to me, Daddy, he bonafide. That's 2. I got 2 out of the 5 already.
Just to look at Jared Goff's numbers, 15 touchdowns and 3 interceptions for what might be the best team in football. Does he have talent around him? Is it nice to hand off to Jameer Gibbs and go, hey, you're going to score 78? Oh, you are. You're really fast. Nice job on
As
that.
Someone who had to play Jameer Gibbs in fantasy this week? Oh, my God.
So Jared Goff gets a wait from Dan Ball, but I believe Fitzy and Hart have put him in, so let's put a check mark.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford, he just threw 5 touchdowns in Europe. Matthew Stafford right now has 17 touchdowns and 2 interceptions for your Los Angeles Rams.
Wow, I didn't even have him in my initial top 5, but I have to say yes.
Dan Ball?
Yeah, I'm absolutely in on that.
Wow.
Just so you know, we're 3 for 3, which means I feel like we're going to eliminate somebody later. Sam Darnold continues to win out west. I'll give you Sam Darnold. He's completing 68% of his passes, has nearly 1,800 yards, 9.1 yard average. Mm-hmm. He has 12 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, a 109.2 rating. That's like 5th in the league.
That's a Jackson Smith no Jigba for me.
You got a no, Dan Ball?
I'm also no. He's probably in that 6 to 10 range, but not a top 5.
Okay, Jordan Love. Do we have him in the... he is a one-loss quarterback right now, 10 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, completing 69% of his passes for the Packers, and he is 7th in passer rating, if you care.
He cost us the parlay this week, so put him on a rocket to the sun. The answer is no.
Yeah, he's having some accuracy issues, even though he's got 69% completion, so I'm going to say no, but boy, he nipping at the heels.
Baker Mayfield, who was not very good last night, has 13 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, a 99.8 passer rating, which has him 13th in the National Football League, is completing 64% of his passes, which is among the lowest in this group of quarterbacks we're talking about. And last night just was off, just was flat out off last night.
Aiden Hutchinson entered the chat over and over and over again. Baker Mayfield was an MVP front runner and a top 5 quarterback until last night. I think he fell out of the ranks.
So do you believe Dan Ball he is in? Baker?
I still say yes because of the injuries that he's dealt with in the wide receiver position, so I still have him as a fringe top 5 guy.
Okay, we got a polarizing one because I think a lot of people think this guy's not having a good year, even though normally he would be the first quarterback mentioned in this category. Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
He is 12th in passer rating at 102. He has 14 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Weird. That doesn't look like a bad year at all. 14 touchdowns.
Wait, that's his bad. Quote. But well, don't forget, Andy, last year he was
66%.
He was like 27 touchdowns and I think like 9 or 11 interceptions
last year. He's got 1,800 yards passing.
Last year, his ineffectiveness towards the end of the season last year and that Super Bowl performance is still kind of queering how people think of him. When in fact, if you watch him this year, he's playing good. He's a yes for me.
Only person I've ever heard use that description. But Dan Ball.
It's a good adjective.
You use it. No.
I like it.
No on Mahomes?
Wow.
I think I'm a no. I think he's close, but I think it's a no to this point.
I'm giving him the check mark because we have three votes here, and he's got my vote and Fitzy's vote.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
Put him in.
That's fine.
That's five. We've reached five.
I got four.
Well, you weren't counting then because
I need one more.
What's your five? What's the
Who's
what's
my
your number
fifth?
So far? Just what? What's the recap it so far?
May, Goff, Stafford, Mahomes, Baker.
I didn't
Pretty
put
good
Baker
list.
In.
Okay.
I'm adding Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott, you want added. Okay, who comes out then? Baker comes out. Like, we got to reach
Baker.
A consensus.
Baker's, I think, either 12th or 13th in passer
rating
this
Daniel Jones,
year.
Is he going to enter the conversation?
We'll Not if Sam Darnold doesn't.
But his team is 6-1. It's insane.
Okay, I'm just telling you, this to come up with a top five, do we need to revisit Drake May? Is Drake May because the defense
is
he's got against?
Are you out of your mind?
I'm just Cam Newton asking the question, not me. Cam Newton wants to know, is Drake May
a better
really
hat.
A top five quarterback? 617-779-7937. If you want to join the conversation, if you're being objective Patriots fans, like Cam Newton supposedly is, like he thinks Damian Woody isn't, is Drake May currently a top five quarterback in the National Football League? We're trying to do the list right now, and we're obviously butting some heads together because we don't agree on Baker Mayfield. We don't agree on Dak Prescott. And I admit I'm holding Dak Prescott's history against him. Daniel Jones is a guy we haven't talked about. Is Daniel Jones in the conversation? I'll give you, he is 9th in the NFL in passer rating. He has 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He's completing 71% of his passes. He's obviously on the number one seed in the American Football Conference, a one-loss team.
But his QBR, according to those ESPN, and by the way, can ESPN and the NFL or PFF just all come together and decide on a universal metric, please?
Well,
and
they
thank
have.
You.
It's passer rating. It's been around for 100 years.
Yeah, but no, but ESPN
tried to add one a couple years ago.
That's what I'm saying. So we can start. We can just ignore QBR, whatever the hell it is. That's like what
it adds athleticism in there, and which actually benefits Drake May.
Sure. Whatever said anybody. He's got the second QBR. I would say he's a top 10 quarterback right now, but let's also just sort of like account for how much Jonathan Taylor has done.
And that's where I am. And that's where, if we're doing this sort of MVP style, who's the best player around Drake May? Stephon Diggs? A 30-something wide receiver coming off an ACL?
Mike Vrabel. No, it's
not a player.
He acts like it.
He does sometimes, but
it's Stephon Diggs.
It's either Diggs or Kayshon Booty at this point,
right?
Based on the numbers being put up.
And
did
I,
we ever think
I value
we'd say Booty.
That.
No.
Like Puka Nacua.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
According to Adam Schefter, is an MVP candidate with Matthew Stafford.
I'm looking forward to that tomorrow.
Jared Goff has an elite wide receiver, one elite running back, another really good, like the talent, and Penei Sewell. If you saw him leading the way on one of those Gibbs plays last night, I had never realized how fast he is. He was stride for stride with Jahmyr Gibbs, who's supposed to be one of the fastest running backs in the NFL.
Did you ever see
how dude weighs like 340?
Did you watch the guy just throw people to the ground?
Yeah, but a lot of guys do that.
No, but in stride like a gazelle.
Show me five tackles that can run ahead of Jahmyr Gibbs and the gap doesn't close. The gap stays the same as they're moving down
the field. I bet you he could keep up on a 30 or, because Amon-Ra St. Brown's not the fastest guy. He's just one of the toughest receivers in the NFL. I bet you Penei Sewell could keep up with him for the first 30.
So have we settled on May, Goff, and Stafford or Locks?
This exercise has shown me, guys, that Drake May is a top maybe two quarterback, if not the best quarterback in football.
Based on?
based on the amount of qualifiers we've had to have with other quarterbacks in this conversation versus May, we were just like, all right, yep, throw him in there. He's right there. I feel like you can, same thing as the best teams in football. You can pick apart a lot of what these guys have, but
yep.
Drake with the surrounding cast and how big of a jump he's taken, there really isn't a qualifier, I find.
Yeah, I think the surrounding cast, to me, is the retort to the schedule. Oh, you have an easy schedule. Cam Newton says you did it against the Saints or you did it against the Titans. Yeah, and I did it with a bunch of people that you used to rank. Remember when we did that targets ranking? One of the lists of the offseason was basically the complementary offensive weapons.
Sure.
And the Patriots were like 27th, I want to
say. Oh, and we were being kind.
And now Drake May has numbers that are among the best in football with mm-hmm. the 27th or whatever cast of characters around him. So I'm with you, Dan Ball. I think he's a lock. I think this is proven to us. We can debate the five, and we may end up having seven that we want to squeeze into five or whatever. Drake May is always going to be on that list right now. I reserve the right to have a different opinion on Monday after Myles Garrett and the Cleveland Browns come to Gillette Stadium and may or may not have their way with him and his offensive line and his receivers.
You're picking
and
the
all
Browns.
Of those things. I'll wait till Friday before I make my pick.
No, but I will say this. I told you that the Patriots will not finish lower than 14th in any power ranking the rest of the year. However, there is a chance, and I know this is not what Pats Nation or anyone listening to the afternoon show want to hear right now. There is a chance Drake May drops out of the top five temporarily after this weekend because no quarterback has fed or lived up to his statistics against the Browns this year.
The people down in the Ocean State, the 401,
well,
who have
hate,
this
they always complain.
Weird hate for Drake May. Drake May isn't even close to a top five guy. No, we just proved it to you right now. The way he is playing football over the seven-game stretch, one of which was bad and the rest have been good, he is a top five quarterback in the NFL. That doesn't mean in the totality of multi-year, the way NFL does their top 100 rankings, mm-hmm. he's a top five, but it means right now, on October the 21st, 2025, Drake May is indeed a top five quarterback.
Okay, so 781 gets it. Yes, Dak Prescott is playing the best quarterback in the NFL right now, or among the best. I would say this: if Drake May could throw to CeeDee Lamb and Jake Ferguson and George Pickens on the regular basis, holy smokes!
If Drake May didn't have a running back behind him, he can't count on. And I don't care who you put in there, he can't count on him. Doesn't matter. He doesn't even need to look around.
See,
he can look forward and say, "I don't count on that guy behind me."
Just 774. What about Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson? A, Lamar Jackson has been hurt for a month, and B,
correct.
We're saying at the moment, Josh's play this year is not living up to his continually 5, 6, 4 top ranking. So just everyone relax.
And Lamar Jackson's in the conversation when healthy. He just isn't healthy. He's not playing right now, so it's hard to say he's a top five quarterback because Lamar Jackson was leading the NFL with a 130.5 passer rating through four games played. Drake May is second at 116. He's 14 points higher than Drake May. He has 10 touchdowns and one interception in four games. Like, Lamar's absolutely in the conversation at whatever point he returns
when
to the field.
When are we
going to
see him again, though?
Yes. Yes, Dan Ball.
The one question I ask you, Andy, because you were talking about this off air, what do you say to somebody who, a naysayer of Drake, who says the only reason he's in there is because they've had an easy schedule, like a historically easy schedule?
Josh Allen is playing an easy schedule. Everybody's playing an easy schedule. We did it yesterday with the strength of victories in the AFC. The only one who isn't playing an easy schedule for some reason is Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence has an above 500 strength of victory. Everybody else, it's below 400. It's like 100. So they're all playing easy schedules. Josh Allen's is weirdly statistically slanted because it paints the Ravens as an easy schedule. I don't think that opener was an easy game.
Buffalo's is like a 120 winning percentage.
But that's because the Ravens suck.
Sure.
The Ravens don't suck, and
but they
didn't suck when
be,
you played them. You
yeah,
thought the Ravens were the best team in football when he
okay.
played them.
It wouldn't be that.
That's where the numbers lie to you.
Okay. All right. Just go to break.
Okay, 617-779-7937. And can you get a microphone cover when you're back so you stop popping your peas over there?
I like my
617-779-7937 here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, will join the conversation on Drake May. We know he's a Drake May guy. We know he likes Drake May. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, here's Dan Ball with What's Trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Patriots players are off today. New England returns home to host the Cleveland Browns on Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Patriots enter Week 8 with a 5-2 record. They are currently the second seed in the AFC. Yesterday, the Patriots announced that they claimed and were awarded linebacker Caleb Murphy off waivers from the Chargers. Murphy entered the NFL as a rookie free agent with who else but the Tennessee Titans in 2023 out of Ferris State. Per ESPN's Mike Reese, Murphy has played 118 snaps on special teams so far this season. The Bruins host Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers tonight at TD Garden. Puck drop is at 7:30. The Celtics tip off their season on Wednesday night when they host the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip off is at 7:30. And from around Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners in Game 7 of the ALCS last night in Toronto. The final score was 4-3. Blue Jays designated hitter George Springer hit a go-ahead 3-run home run in the bottom of the 7th inning. Kevin Gausman the win in relief. Jeff Hoffman the save. Toronto hosts the Los Angeles Dodgers for Game 1 of the World Series on Friday night. It's the Jays' first appearance in the Fall Classic since Joe Carter's series-clinching home run back in 1993. At the 99 Restaurant, $14.99 big deal meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.